Today's Shir Masechta Sota Daf Chaf Hei. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Chaf Hei Amar Aleph at the third line on the Gemara of the Amid. Ibayil Hu, the following question was asked. Averis Aldas, a woman who doesn't act as a Jewish wife, as a Jewish woman is supposed to act, that the halacha is, as we learned in Masechta Ksubis, that a husband should divorce her and not give her a ksuba. So ask the Gemara, Ibayil Hu, Averis Aldas, Tzrich Hasra, does she need to get Hasra in order to lose her ksuba? Or Lafsid Ksubasa, or in a Tzricha? The Rishonim debate what would be the Hasra that such a woman should receive. The Rajba says that he has to warn her that if she will continue to act in an inappropriate manner, she will lose her ksuba. But if he just warns her that she should not be acting in such a manner, but without including in his warning that if she continues behaving this way, she's going to lose her ksuba, then it's not considered a valid hasra. That's not the hasra that is being referred to in our Gemara. The other Rishonim don't say that it's not necessary to add the repercussions of her behavior. Just saying that you should not act this way is enough of a warning that if she continues acting this way, she will lose her ksuba. And the Beis Shmuel says that our Gemara is a proof that that's the proper opinion. The Gemara here, as we're going to learn, it wants to connect this hasra to the hasra that every soita receives. And hasra, part of the hasra of the soita is not that you're going to lose your ksuba. So we see mentioning the loss of the ksuba is not a critical element of the hasra. The question also here is, what exactly is this woman's situation? The Beis Shmuel says that in Evan Ezra Simon Kuf Tezvov Sifkotin Yudzayin, says that the woman that we're speaking here is a woman who is violating Das Yehudis. That means she's not violating any Isurei Deraisa. She's just not acting like a Jewish woman with the tznius that's expected of a Jewish woman. However, he explains, a woman who's violating Das Moshe, that she serves her husband food that is not kosher, or she has relations with a husband when she's a nida, or she makes nedarim that she doesn't fulfill. Such an individual is a woman who's ivaris adas moisha, which is a much more serious situation. And there's no question, says the Beis Shmuel, that Asra is not required that she should lose her ksuba. The Chassam Sofer over there in the Shas Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, Evan Ezra Chelek Aleph Simikum Memches, says that even a woman who's Iveris Adas Moshe requires a warning in order to lose her ksuba. So the Mishnah Melech asks a question. If we're going to say that Iveris Adas is a woman who loses a ksuba, so he asks that isn't every soita an Iveris Adas? Once she secluded herself with a man who's not her husband, and she was warned by her husband not to do so, so she is automatically an Averis Aldas. Whatever happens, she should lose her ksuba, and her husband should be able to divorce her. And even ask the Mishnah Melech furthermore, even if we'll have a Saita who goes through the procedure of being a Saita and turns out to be innocent, still was still an Averis Aldas. She still was alone with a man who isn't her husband. So the Mishnah Melech says that many Rishonim are of the opinion that a woman's ksuba is not confiscated unless, as we're discussing here, where she was warned and informed. So just because the Saita did something inappropriate, if she wasn't warned that she's going to lose the ksuba, she wouldn't lose the ksuba. Furthermore, says this, another pshat that the Mishnah suggests, is that the Averus Hadas loses a ksuba, not because she did the Avera of Yichud, but not because she didn't act in the modest fashion and the tzniyas fashion that's expected. She loses a ksuba because she acted in a way that a husband should suspect her of being an adulteress. But this, the woman, the soita, who drank the mei soita, and ends up being proven that she did not, was not an adulteress, does not lose her ksuba. In other words, he says, averus hadas is only based on a suspicion. This woman is not in that category. Continues the Gemara. So me, I'm reading it, and the Gemara asks the question, Kiva Das, once this woman acts in such a fashion, Loiboya Sra, she doesn't need a Sra, Idema Tibaya Sra. Maybe the halacha is that she should require a Sra, the Hadrabai, because if she'll discontinue acting this way, the Hadaba shall beget Haksuba. So the Machrainim explain that what is the basis of this question. Is the fact that as we just discussed a moment ago, why does an averus hadas lose a ksuba? Are we concerned shema tizana atachtov, that she will in the future be adulterous, or are we concerned that she already did it? If the concern is that she will do something, so of course hasra is appropriate to prevent her from doing it. If the concern is that she already did something, so then the hasra is not necessary. She already lost the ksuba because of what she did. Toshima. So Gemara wants to bring a raya, for we learned in our Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah, arus v'shmeres yavam, loishoises v'loi noitlus ksuba. So what do we see? That Mishnah hud loishasya, they are not candidates to drink the maya soita. Hakaniyuk maknilo, they are candidates for kinui. But for what purpose? Lamai, what is the purpose of the kinui? Lav lav sidik subasa, to see if she's entitled to haksuba. So we see that a woman can lose haksuba and needs hasra. Amabai la, la hasra lav. That if she violated the kinui, indeed she won't drink the mei soita. But even if she won't drink the mei soita, she will be osa to him, and that's what the whole purpose of going through this procedure with a shemeres yavam or a arusa would be. The reason we go through the kinyan stira process with an arusa or shemeres yavam is, yes, indeed, while she's an arusa or while she's a shemeres yavam, she isn't going to drink. But ultimately, if they become the sua, then she'll drink. Ketanya, as we learned in the Brisa, Eimekan al Arusa, we don't do kinu in Arusa, Lashkoisik she Arusa, that she should drink the Mei Amorim while she's in Arusa, Amekan al Arusa, Lashkoisik she Nesua. So that's why she drinks, even though and has nothing to do with the Ksuba. So the Gemara tries to bring a different Raya. Amarava, again, trying to bring a Raya from what we learned in our Mishnah. Toshima, we learned in our Mishnah, Amon al Kohen Godel, Grusha v'chalutz al Kohen Hedjet, Mamzeris v'nasin al Yisrael, Bas Yisrael l'mamzer l'nosun, all of these situations, l'shoysis l'naitlis ksuba. They don't drink, but they don't get the ksuba either. Mishtu de l'shasya. So again, the Gemara makes the same point. From here we see that they don't drink. However, Hakinui maknala, we do kinui ulamai. So what's the point? Ilasra love, if the purpose is to discontinue this marriage, that the husband and wife shouldn't be allowed to remain married, ask the Gemara Sir Vakaiman. All of these women already usher. These are all examples of marriages that should not be taking place. Elalab, we see that the kinui estira is done just for the purpose of lafsida ksubasan. So again, isn't this a raya that just to lose the ksuba we do kinui? We do warning. Amar, you remember this? Reloy. It's not a compelling raya. La asra la boil kabal. The purpose of the asra is, as we're going to learn, the boil may not live with this woman after she violated the kinyus tira, just like the husband not. And that's the purpose of this kinyus tira. As we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem and Daf Chav Zayin and Beis, the Tanan, Kishem Shasur Labal, Kach Asur Labayil. But the Mashah makes a very important point. Mashah says that this Boil, that is the suspected adulterer, must be an individual who himself is a Nassan or a Mamzer or one of the other disqualifications. Because otherwise, there would be no need for the Kinyan of Astira to disrupt that marriage. There anyway to disrupt them from living together. She's also to them, they're not allowed to live together if she's a Nasina or a Mamzer or a Mamzerus or vice versa. Amar Rav Chanina Masura. So Gemara attempts a different Rai from our Mishnah. Toshma. These are the situations, Ve'ela Bezdin Shemekanalehem, that Bezdin do the Kinui. Where the husband is unable to do the Kinui, the Bezdin does the Kinui. Mishnah Scharish Bala, Oy Nishtata, Oy Shayachovish Beis Asurim, V'loy Lashkois Amru. When Bezdin does the Kinui, the ultimate goal of the Kinui is not that she's going to drink the Mayim Amorim, Ela Posimik Subasa. She should be not get a ksuba. So says the Gemara, Shema Mina, this is a clear indication that the hasra is done just for the purpose of losing the ksuba. Shema Mina, by hasra, Shema Mina. So from here we have a raya that that hasra is given to a veris aldas in order that she should ultimately lose her ksuba. Says the Gemara, Kula, my tamalai marha. Ask the Gemara, why didn't the Gemara bring a raya from our Mishnah? All the other rayas are not as obvious as this raya. Says the Gemara, Dilma Shani Hossam, the last case of our Mishnah, the reason they need us, these women need us raw, is because the Leslu Be'emz the Baal Klal. The husband is a shaita, or he's not here. That's why she's acting inappropriate. And therefore, such a woman requires Hasra, but another woman that isn't here, that the husband is here, may have different halacha. Says the Ritva, the halacha is that a veris aldas, even if she did this just one time, she violated the Hasra just one time, she's already considered an veris aldas, and she loses ksuba. The Rajba disagrees, and the Rajba says that if a woman just acted this way one time, she doesn't lose a ksuba. She only loses a ksuba if she does it on a regular basis. And the Darkei Moshe and Evan Ezer, Simon Kuf Tezvav Ois Hei, takes this even a step further. Not only does he say the Rajba, like the Rajba, that she has to do it a number of times in order to lose a ksuba, but says the Darkei Moshe, even if she was warned, but just because she was warned, if she hasn't acted this way a number of times, then she won't lose a ksuba. Moreover, the Rishonim point out, the halacha is normally throughout Shas, when we speak about hasra, the hasra that we speak about is that the hasra has to be given at the time of the avera, being violated. Say the Rishonim, this hasra that we're speaking about here is a different type of hasra altogether, and it doesn't have to be done at the time of the actual avera. Moreover, I saw that the Taz suggests that the entire discussion that we're having in our Gemara about the hasra of the avera aldas is regarding her losing the ksuba, but the husband has a right to divorce her. The husband has a right to demand a divorce in all cases where she's a veris aldas, even if she didn't get hasra. Rabbi Kiveger in the Shalos Tshuvos, Rabbi Kiveger Kama Simen Kuf Aleph says that again that this rule that she has to get a hasra in order to lose the ksuba is only by a veris aldas, which, as we said, is not Aldas Yehudis, which we said is not as serious as someone who's Iveris Aldas Moshe. But a woman who's Iveris Aldas Moshe, says Rabbi Kiveger, even without Hasra, will lose her ksuba and the husband will have a right to divorce her. In fact, some suggest not only does he have a right to divorce her, he's obligated to divorce her. There's a very interesting tshuva in the Shas of Tshuva Sper Yitzchak for Rav Yitzchak Chanan, Oyre Chaim Simen Aleph, where if there was a person who wasn't home or a person who's not well and he's not competent to sell his chametz before Pesach, could Beis Din sell his chametz on his behalf? Could Beis Din intervene and sell his chametz on his behalf even though he hasn't asked Beis Din? Because the basis of the question that the Ber Yitzchak is discussing is we know that there's a rule of Zochel Adam Shloi Bifonov. I could, as we discussed in our previous shiurim, and as we just learned now, the reason Beis Din could do kinui and stira for someone else normally would be I could benefit someone else. I could pick something up for somebody else, even without his knowledge, because I'm doing him a favor. Our Gemara is actually an exception to that rule, because our Gemara is telling us that not only Zochel Li Adam Shloi Bifonov, I could do something on behalf of someone else. In our Gemara, we're learning Zochem Mei Adam. I could take someone's rights when we think it's for his benefit. And that's why Beis Din could assume that the husband would want his wife to have Kinyan Yestira if she was acting this way. And that's why Beis Din could do the Kinyan Yestira even though he wasn't, this man did not appoint him to do, appoint Beis Din to do the Kinyan Yestira. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, the same thing when it comes to Mechiras Chametz. We could be confident that this person who unfortunately is incompetent to do the Mechir himself, he's in the hospital, he's not well, and such situation where he's not able to do the Mechir himself. But we're certain that our doing the Mechir on his behalf is something that he would want. We're selling the Chametz on his behalf, that he shouldn't violate Bayirah, Bayimotza. And that's why Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan says that that would be considered a valid mechiras chametz. Ask the Gemari, Baruch Hu, Averes al Das, not a question. We have a situation, if a woman is a Averes al Das, Rotsa Baal Kaima, and the husband wants to stay married to this woman anyway. Mekaima, is he allowed to continue, remain married to this woman, or a Mekaima, or is he obligated to divorce her? And the Gemara explains this question. Mi amrinan, bekpeda de baal tala rachmana. Just like by a soita, the husband is one that makes the determination if he wants to do kinyan v'stira. And if he doesn't want to do it, he doesn't do it. And here too, if the husband, even though he sees his wife as a averes al das, halai kapid. Adilma, kivin the kapid. It's the halacha is that husbands normally are going to be upset when their wives are acting this way. And not only husbands are going to be upset normally, they ought to be upset since they are supposed to be upset, so then they have to get divorced. The Shas HaTshuvos Marie Levy says that this discussion now, Gemara, is only referring to a woman who doesn't act this way on a regular basis. But a woman who acts this way on a regular basis, there is no question that the husband must divorce her. The Beis Meir, in Eved Ezra Siman Kuf Tezvav Sif Dalid, doesn't seem to agree. He says, Al Gemara uses the words Averes Al Das. Averes Al Das means that she's doing this on a regular basis. And still, we have the question. I saw that the Sefer Tveres Tzion explains what's the Gemara's question. He explains it based on the famous Rambam. The Pasuk says that Yaakov Oysel Ritzoinoi, that a person should bring a carbon only if he's prepared and anxious to bring the carbon. But the Rambam says, the Halacha says, that under certain circumstances, Kaifen Oysoi, we force him at Shiyoma Ritzoni. And the Rambam says that the Pshat is, how can we force somebody to do something that he has to do willingly? So Rambam says, because really every Jew wants to do what he's supposed to do. Just the Yetzer Hara gets in the way. Kaifer, I say, we force him to push the Yetzer Hara, so to speak, out of the way. Says the Tveres Tzion, that's the Gemara's question. This woman who acts this way ought to be divorced. The question that the Gemara is asking is, do we force the husband to divorce her because that's what he should be doing? Or is it not to that level? Tashma. So Gemara wants to bring a raya from our Mishnah. Because the Mishnah said, Eilu shebezdem mekanalhem, mishin ischarish ba'alo oy nishtato, oy sheyachovish bebeis esurin. V'iba amrit. Rotsa ba'al kaima, mekaima, definitely say the husband has a right to keep this wife. He has the right to do so. Says, ask the Gemara, avdi bezdem mili de dumaloy nichol ba'al. How could bezdem do something that the husband really doesn't want done? And as we learned, bezdem, what they're doing is doing something because they're acting in the best interest of the husband. But if this is not necessarily the best interest of the husband, because it's not necessarily something the husband would want, how could Bezdin intervene? Answers the Gemara, our Mishnah is not a raya. Because we could say, pshat in our Mishnah, the Stalma Milsa normally, kiven diverus adas, if a woman is acting in such a fashion, meinich nicha le, Bezdin could assume that the husband would want them to intervene in kini vestira. But that doesn't mean that he's obligated to do kini vestira. Ibailahu. So now the Gemara asks another question. Baal shemachal kinuyav. The husband did kinuy, and then he wants to retract on it. Kinuyav mechal. Can he retract on it? Oy ena mechal. Or he can't retract. Says the Gemara, what is the question? Me aminin. Bekinu de baal toli rachmana. Who's the one that decides to make the kinuy, the husband. So just like the husband initiated it, he could undo it. Once he did kinuy, it's too late for him to retract. And I saw that the Sefer Mincha Reva says, why would we say that it's too late? So he explains that there's a concept that we often have in Shas of Shavya Nafshe Chaticha de Surah. That a person can make something, a person has the halachic ability to declare something that maybe is not even usur. And once he makes that declaration, it becomes usur. So see, the Chmichna Chareva says that once the husband made the kinui, the woman, the wife, falls into the category of Shavya Nafshe Chetichu Disura, and therefore cannot be retracted. So here too, the Gemara wants to bring a raya from our Mishnah, Toshma. We learned in our Mishnah, Ve'elu shebezdem kanalahen, mishin scharish ba'ala, oy neshtato, oy sheyachovish be'is esurim. Says the Gemara, V'i Amrit, if we're going to suggest, ba'al shemachlav kinuyav, kinuyav mechol, so ask the Gemara, how could Bezdin do the kinuy? Avdinim midi de osi ba'al mechle, would Bezdin go do a kinuy? And then if the husband is able and he retracts, then the kinuy will fall away. And as the Rishonim explained, it's inconceivable to the Gemara that a husband should be able to undo that because it would be a terrible disrespect to the Bezdin. Says the Gemara, that's not a concern of the Mishnah, because Tam de Milsa or the Maskam of Bezdin. If Bezdin did kinu v'stiroi, we have no need to be concerned that the husband's going to undo it. But maybe, indeed, the husband can undo it. Toshma. The Gemara wants to bring a raya from a Mishnah that we learned earlier in the Masechta on Dav Zayin Amun Aleph. The Mishnah taught us, with the husband, there are two Talmid Chachamim that accompany him as he's taking his wife to Yerushalayim to drink the Mei HaMa'orim. The reason they're accompanying him, because we're concerned that he may have relations with her. The Amrit. Ask the Gemara if the halacha is that Baal Shemachal Kinuyev Kinuyev Machal, that the husband can retract. So why do we have to have these people watching them from doing anything wrong, from having relations? Let them have relations, and he retracted. So isn't this a raya? V'yamrit Baal Shemachal Kinuyev Kinuyev Machal, so lachayel Kinuyev Livo. Answers the Gemara that even if the husband can retract, we need two Talmid Chachamim to accompany them. Because as we learned, we're sending people to see if he does it, has relations with her or not. Why must these people be Talmid Chachamim? Mashna Talmid Chachamim, the Gemiri, they have to tell him the halacha. You can have relations with her. You can be Moichel. You can retract on your kinui. But you should know that what will be the repercussions. The boy Lemivel, if he's going to want to have relations with her, Amriya Achli Kinuyach, be Michael, retract your Kinuy, and then you can have relations with her, and that's why it's not a Raya. Toshma, Domer Rabosha, Shalosh Dvarim Sochli, Zeiri Min Anshi Yerushalayim. I was taught three halachas from Zeiri from the Anshi Yerushalayim. The first halacha is what's relevant to our shir, Baal Shemachal Al Kinuyav Kinuyav Mochal. And as we're going to learn the Gemara, the question is, we're going to see Machlokes, even we're saying now, Baal Shemachal Al Kinuyav Mochal, that's only prior to Stira. But after the Stira, we're going to see a Machlokes if he could be Mochal. And I saw that the Achronim suggest that, so what we're up to is as follows. After the kinui, the husband can be Michael. After the stira, we're going to see is a machloikis. But after the megillah is erased, at that point, the halacha is he can't be Michael. The zaka mamre, the din of a zaka mamre is if we have a bezdin hagodlin Yerushalayim, the lishkas hagozis, was dealing with a halach situation, and bezdin issued a decision, and this Zaka Mamre went back to his city and doesn't agree and says different than what the Bezdin says. The halach is that such a person is chayiv misis chenek. And the halach is Zaka Mamre shirat, so Bezdin lim chaloi. A Bezdin wants to be meichel him, meichel mloi. They have a right to be meichel him. And as the Rambam explains, the entire issue of Zaka Mamre is because what he did is a terrible disrespect to the Bezdin. But if the Bezdin is willing to forgo, the halach is they may do so. But I saw the Yerushalmi says that even if the halach is the Bezdin has a right to be Meichel, the Bezdin, he cannot be reinstated as a member of the Bezdin. Once he acted in such a fashion, he can never be reinstated as a member of the Bezdin. And the Torah speaks about a Ben Tzair Amira. Ben Tzair Amira is a very unique halacha. A boy who's between the age of 13 years old and 13 and 3 months. And he stole money from his parents, and he ate a huge amount of meat, and he drank a lot of wine. The parents warn him in front of Edom that he should discontinue acting this way. And if he continues acting this way, he's brought to Bezdin and he's chayiv misa skila. The halacha is, said Zeiri, ben tzarei meira shirotza ovi v'ima limchaloi. If they want to be meichel, meichel mloi. They have a right to do so. When I came to my colleagues in the Dorim, al shnayim haydali, on two of these halachas they agreed, val zaka mamri loy haydali. But on the halacha of zaka mamri, they were not willing to give in. They're concerned that a zaka mamri is a terrible precedent for Klal Yisrael, how a person could go against a bezdin. But what we see clearly from what Rabbi Yishe reports in the name of Zeiri, Shmamina, clearly we see the halacha, the Baal Shemachal Kenuyov, Kenuyov Machal, Shmamina, we have an answer to our question. Says the Gemara, Pligiba. So now that we learned that, as we said, that a husband has a right to retract his clean kinui, says the Gemara, Pligiba Rav Acha Ravina, now we have a Machlokes Rav Acha Ravina. Chana Mekoidem Stira Machal, that this right of retraction is only before stira took place. However, lacha stira, after the stira ain't a machel, then he can't retract. V'chad amar, acha stira nami machel. Even after stira, I can't be machel. Umistabra, and says the Gemara, that it makes sense that command amar ain't a machel, that after stira, it's too late to be machel. And the Miches Chinuch points out that the stira, that as soon as there was stira, even if there wasn't a very bechidish, even wasn't stira kadei tuma, we learned at the beginning of the Masechta that a stira is considered a stira when she only if it was kishtei shir kadei tuma, Here he says, as far as this halach is concerned, that the husband can no longer retract, even if it wasn't a sheer tumah. Moreover, Dar Sameach says, the Gemara is saying that before the stira, he could be Michael. The halach is you could be Michael even without letting the wife know that you are Michael. Says the Gemara, why do we say that the halach is that after stira, a husband can no longer be Michael? From the dialogue that we have between the Rabban and Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya, as we mentioned earlier in our shir, we learned in Dav Zayin Amun Aleph, that the Rabbanan say we send along two Talmid Chachamim with the husband and wife that are going through Shalayim, for we are concerned that the husband may be intimate with his wife while they're traveling through Shalayim. Yossi Omer, Bala Nemnala, the husband is trusted because we make a Kavachomer. A man Nida, when a husband's wife becomes a Nida, we're having relations with her is an Issacharis. The halacha is, Bala Nemnala, a couple is allowed to remain alone even when the wife is a Nida. Saita, the Isser of living with a Saita is only alive, like Keshkein, that the husband can be trusted. Amaloi, to which the Chum responded, Loi. Anida, even though right now she's a Nida, but ultimately she will not be a Nida, Kenyesh le Heter. She will have a Heter, and that's why the husband could be with her alone during the time she's a Nida. Timer Besaita, Shein le Heter. Makes the Gemara's point. Via Amit Lachastira. If we're going to say after Stira, Machaloch, that the husband still has a right to retract the Stira, Mishkachsla. So says the Gemara. Now we have a situation that a woman after stira also may be mutter to her husband. Mishkach slo de yesh lo heter, that she can be mutter. The boy mochloi le kenuya bol, because he could always retract it. El shmamina. The fact that the Gemara says that the woman after a soita after stira is so different than a woman that's a nida. So a nida will become mutter. And a soita won't. Shmamina. From here we see shtachastira and a machlo. You can't be Michael after the stira. Now we learned in the Mishnah machlokes. Meisu b'layim atchloi shasul. If the husband died before the wife had a opportunity to drink the meisoita, so Beishamai says. So everybody agrees that she's not a candidate to drink if the husband is no longer alive. The question is she entitled to get a ksuba? Beishamai said yes. Beisilal said no. Ask the Gemara b'maykamifki, what is the basis of the machloikus of Beishamai and Beisilal? Says the Gemara, Beishamai serv a shtar, I'm a ligvais kagavi dami. A shtar that's open to be collected is considered like it is collected. And therefore, since she has a ksuba in her possession, so she's entitled to collect. Beisilal savri, shtar, I'm a ligvais, lav kagavi dami. Just because she has a shtar, she's not entitled. So, the Achrayim ask, why don't we say that this is a situation of Bari V'Shema? We don't know if she's entitled. So why is she? What is the Machloikus? So why don't we say Bari V'Shema, Bari Adif? The woman certainly is entitled, and the husband is not certain that she's not entitled. So the Achrayim answer, there is indeed a rule throughout Shas, a bari v'shema, bari adif. But here, in our Gemara, the bari we're speaking about, they say is called a bari gerua, a weak bari. Because as we've said so many times in our Masechta, this woman underwent kini v'stira. And since she underwent kini v'stira, so they are reglayim l'dover that she did something wrong. And that's why it's considered a bari gerua. With this, we also use the same point that here Beis Hillel is saying that shtar oimer ligvois lav kagavi dami. And the Rishonim already discuss is Beis Hillel's opinion of shtar oimer ligvois in our Gemara lav kagavi dami, his opinion throughout Shas, is it only in this sugya. And many want to suggest that it doesn't necessarily We don't necessarily have to say that Beis Shama, the Beis Hillel, does not hold that Shtar Oymer Livus Kegavi Dami. They could maybe actually hold that it is Kegavi Dami. Only in the case of our Gemara, where, as we just said, her claim is a weak claim because they're a Glaim Ladover, because she experienced Kini Vestira. That's why here Beis Hillel is going to say Shtar Oymer Livus Lav Kegavi Dami. But it's not necessarily that Beis Hillel is going to say that that is the halacha everywhere else in Shas. We learned in the Mishnah, Muberes Chavera, Eilness, a cane of Shein Arui Lilad, that had Kinu in Stira, Loi Neitlis Ksuba V'loi Shaisis. Reb Lezer, because they shouldn't have gotten married. Reb Lezer says, since he could have married a different wife, therefore she is considered a regular wife that has these, the halacha of a Saita. Amar Rav Nachman Baravua, The machlokes that we just had between Reb Lozen and the Chachamim is only by a Korah, or Zakena. However, an Islandess who were able to have children, and now something happened that they can't. The Chachamim say that since they can't have children, they're not candidates to drink the Mayim Amarim. And Reb Lezer says, because it's a legitimate marriage, they are. Aval Islandess, a woman who's an Islandess that we often have through Shas, there's certain ways of identifying that a woman is an Islandess. Even that there is no machlokes that she doesn't drink. Why? Because the pasuk says regarding the sight of a nixa of an Israel zera, shadak lezria, a woman who is in the category of people who can have children, is in the parsha of Vesaita. Yatzuzush ain't Akhlazria, that she's physically unable to have children. This whole category of people can't have children. The halacha cannot become a Saita to drink the Mayim Amarim. And as I saw, as Rashi explains, an Akara is not in a group of people that can never have had children or never be able to have children. Certainly a Zakena. An Islandess is in that category of not being a woman of Nixra of Nizra Zerah.